I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's almost time to change the calendar, and the Division of Natural Resources has one that'll light up any room. I'll tell you all about it coming up in just a moment. As 2015 approaches, you're going to need a new calendar anyway, so why not go with the DNR's Wildlife Calendar? For 27 years, this thing's been published by the agency and has become a staple for many as a Christmas present, according to Art Shomo at the agency.
Quite a few of them use it to give Christmas presents. I think, you know, companies, we have some companies that come in and buy it for their employees, friends that come in and buy it for their friends or whatever and so on for Christmas presents. So we saw a lot of them before the end of the year here.
Yeah, the calendar is quite unique because instead of photography, it's original artwork from various artists around the state.
We're unique in that effort. I'm not going to say there's not any other calendars or any other state calendars that don't have art versus photographs, but all the ones I'm aware of have photographs of wildlife. So it's the artwork, and we like to feature West Virginia artists, and a lot of them are from West Virginia, but we have a few out-of-state artists in here. They're all featuring wildlife that's found in West Virginia.
Domo says they get a lot of interest from the artists hoping to be published, but at times those artists will limit themselves by the nature of their submission.
We've done some landscape in the past. We're trying to get maybe a little away from that and have at least, even if it's somewhat of a landscape, have some kind of animal in there. We want to feature the state's wildlife, and of course we're up to whatever people submit. We usually get quite a few deer, and we can't really can only use one deer, so we have to kind of choose. We advertise in our news release that we send out asking for artwork. We kind of say, you know, we're looking for a diversity of wildlife.
In addition to the artwork, the calendar features a wealth of information.
We have usually three feature articles in the back after December. There's about 5 pages we fill with two or three feature articles about different programs we do to manage fish. We try to get one dealing with fish management, one dealing with wild game management, and one dealing with diversity of wildlife management. So we tell about some of the programs we're doing to help, you know, to help manage those species. And of course, each month there's the narrative that just gives some natural history information about the wildlife featured. And even on the calendars, on the dates, we have little facts. Every few days, we have a fact about some animals or nature in West Virginia at that time, things going on, and natural events going on.
The calendars are $10, and as Art said, benefit the Wildlife Diversity Program. You can buy them at any DNR office or order them over the phone at the Elkins Operations Center at 304-637-0245. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.